Most of us like to be respected. When our opinions are taken seriously, we feel that we matter and are making a contribution. If we're ignored, we easily feel demeaned and excluded. However, in the Bible, the fifth and sixth of the Ten Commandments are not primarily about our right to receive respect. Instead, they ask us to give respect to others. Firstly, we're commanded to respect our parents, honour your father and mother. In ancient societies, three or even four generations might live in the same household. Meals were eaten together and work shared out, with each member of the family having a different but important role. Children of whatever age looked to their parents' guidance to make this web of relationships and responsibilities work. The call to respect is not just for practical reasons. We were each brought into being through the bodily union of our parents. And so our parents were reflecting and sharing in the creative work of God himself. Throughout our childhood, our parents represented God in the way they cared, nurtured, and taught us. In the Old Testament, therefore, to respect your parents was to respect God. And conversely, to dishonour your parents was to dishonour God. Significantly, the fifth commandment is the only one to include a promise, that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. It's important to note that the commandment is not to love our father and mother, but to honour them. Sometimes we can't love one or both parents, and when this occurs, it can induce terrible feelings of guilt. But God doesn't demand the impossible, but he does require that we honour those who gave us life. We need to release our parents from unrealistic expectations and respect them for who they are, fallible men and women who make mistakes like us.